Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. We're so glad you're joining us. Happy New Year. It's 2015, and we are celebrating the New Year with you. So we have a special guest today. Her name is Sharon Wyeth. She is giving us predictions for 2015, and I just adore Sharon. She is a gifted spiritual consultant that has a stellar track record of accurate predictions. So this is going to be really fun today. She's going to join us to tell us about some things that we can expect in 2015. Sharon Wyeth graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in mathematics and has taught around the world for the Department of Defense in Germany before retiring in 2008. Sharon is a published author of several books and an expert in nameology. She has been giving readings as a spiritual conduit since 1992. And if you would like more information about Sharon Wyeth and some of her offerings, go to her website, lightkeepers.name. Sharon, welcome to the show. We got to get going right now because I have a million questions for you.
Great. It's good to be here with you again, Christina. Thank you.
Oh, well, you know, Sharon, you did a 2014 prediction show with me, and that was back at the Big Country Publishing Radio Show. You guys, we have a video made on YouTube of that show. It's very popular. I highly recommend you go to the Big Country Publishing YouTube channel, and you can find it on our website easily. And Sharon had given entire predictions of 2014, which were just absolutely fabulous. Everybody would love that show. And I'm so glad you're with us today.
Well, thank you. You know, 2014 was really a tough year for people. And across the way, I think people had a lot of hardships and struggles in 2014. And luckily, 2015 is so much nicer of a year that's going to be. I mean, it's really nice to be able to say positive things instead of so many negative things, which was coming across in 2014.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because 2014 was rough for everybody. It wasn't just the people who were the spiritual seekers. It wasn't the healers, you know, and a lot of that group, Sharon, felt like maybe they were being targeted, but it was the mainstream was, you know, everybody. It didn't matter what your background is or, you know, your consciousness is. It seemed like everybody got hit with something.
Yeah, I mean, I just look at things came out of the blue for people. It's like you thought everything was going smoothly, and then all of a sudden, bam, something would happen totally unexpected. And so it was just a really tough year on everybody. Now, there's some of those things in 2014 that we talked about last year that's going to continue in 2015, but it like bad weather. Every winter is going to get worse than the winter before for a couple of years yet. And those things are going to continue. But, you know, I think people are adjusting. And so it doesn't hit them as hard. It's like, oh, yeah, it's just the weather. Instead of, oh, my gosh, did you see this weather type of reaction. And so a few of those things are going to happen. And we're going to have uprisings just like around the world. There was uprisings last year because the truth is going to continue to come out. And that's what 2014 was all about. It's like no more secrets. And when this truth comes out, I mean, sometimes it's just absolutely shocking, which makes great headlines for the newspapers. In 2015, as the truth continues to come out, though, it's going to cause debates. It's going to cause people marching in the streets. It's going to cause a lot of discussions. And I think for years, you know, the American people have kind of been told, keep your opinion to yourself. And that's not the American way. You know, when I lived in China, you didn't dare say anything bad about the government because the people consider them and their government one. And I kept thinking, wow, in America, it's our duty to criticize and make suggestions for improvement. And this year, there's going to be a lot of that. And there's going to be a lot of hot wind and a lot of threats that are not going to materialize. So it's kind of a cool year to watch the drama and know that that's all that it is. It is just drama. It's not going to materialize.
Well, that's good news. I have to brag about you a little bit, Sharone, to the audience who are not familiar with some of the work you've done with your predictions. And could you tell us a little bit about before Obama was elected, what you saw? I think the audience would really enjoy this story. It really got me excited to have you on the show about predictions when I found out about your really accurate track record.
Well, a year before Obama came on the scene, I was up giving I was the relief speaker for another speaker at a big conference. And he asked me off the cuff, he said, well, what do you see for this next election? And I hadn't even been thinking about it. And what came through was that the dark was going to enter. You know, a black man was going to be elected. And everybody said, oh, yeah, right, not happening. You know, I mean, it was really funny. And I said, hey, I can only tell you what I'm getting. And that they said that the light would be leaving and the dark would be entering. And you can take that on so many different levels. And then they expanded on that. And they said that the man that was coming in was going to be a bit narcissistic and really centered on his own agenda. And you can take that as a good thing, you can take that as a bad thing, but my initial reaction was, do we really want somebody who's narcissistic in the office? And they said at the time that people were going to love him. They were going to think he was the savior, and they were really going to have a lot of popularity, but that in reality, as time went on, they would find that he's not as he appears. And so, you know, we all found that interesting, and everybody just kind of said, oh, yeah, right. And then a year later, Obama came on the scene. That entire prediction or that entire interview happens to be on the internet also, if people want to go looking for it. That one was under J.J. Dewey. That's whose conference it was, and sometimes he uses me as a relief speaker during his conferences. And so, I mean, all of those predictions are there too, and how they actually said it in the exact wording. But I think it shocked all of us at the time.
Well, that's what, you know, I love about these type of shows, Sharone, is that, you know, just for the audience to know, she has no idea what I'm going to ask her. She did not give me a list of questions. I did not give her a list of questions. This is totally in the moment. And she's very clear conduit for her spiritual guidance. She works with a group called the Light Keepers. So go to her website to find out more about that if you're interested. So let's talk Obama, since you talked, you know, I know we're gonna go over a lot of things. A lot of people are disenfranchised. They thought he was gonna make some real positive changes. Then you have the group saying, well, he's being threatened by his life by the shadow government, so he can't do anything. You know, there's pretty much everybody's unhappy, no matter if they think he's a good guy or a bad guy. For the lack of progress, right?
Bush is the one that was threatened with his life.
I'm sorry?
Bush, the president before Obama, was the one that was literally threatened with his life.
How interesting, because...
So, now that you say that with the shadow government and everyone, he's the one that got that. Obama has to toe the line, but he's a wild card, and they can't control him. So... I mean, I think they're just as disenfranchised as a lot of the other people are. There's still some people that absolutely love him. He's a very charismatic speaker. Unfortunately, what he talks about is dependent on, in my opinion, this is my opinion, it is dependent on the audience who's listening, you know, because we find him contradicting himself. And I think that's what's hard for the American public. It's like whether we agree with you or disagree with you, you know, make a stand and go the course.
I think a lot of people, Sharone, and you can tell me, you know, what you're getting. A lot of people are tired of the Republican-Democrat polarity. They, you know, it's like they want action. They don't want Obama and Michelle and his wife saying, oh, organic food and farmers markets, and then turn around and pass the Monsanto bill and not, you know. to, you know, and not do labeling, GMO, you know, mandatory labeling, and the government agencies he's in charge of, you know, placing the directors for, like, the USDA and FDA and all these controversies about vaccines and food. So I think, what do you see with that? I think people are getting disenfranchised and they just want healthy food, clean water, low taxes, yes, a decent economy.
Yes, it's what we all do. We want to be able to live our lives and go forward without the government getting in our way. That's really what we all want. It's interesting because when I go in and I look at him, I can't stay long. There's so much going on that it disrupts my own inner peace when I go in and I look at him. But so I go in small glimpses, and what I see is that he has done a lot of things behind the scenes that the people don't even know about. Unless you're very well informed, you don't even know about, but you're going to be affected by it. And when I'm really looking ahead, some of the stuff he's put into action with dates on it, so it just kind of slides in underneath the radar, and we're going to be affected by it. And it, to me, it's taking away a lot of our freedoms. And I don't see some of that getting cleared out, cleaned up, made better until 2024. So it's going to take us quite a while to clean out some of the stuff he's done and put it back on a positive road.
So do you see, Sharon, anything changing with the two-party system? A lot of people are very upset that the powers that be have kept it a two-party system. Do you see anything changing on the political front where it's more of an honest, if you can even put those two words together?
I look at the two-party system as different sides of the exact same coin.
Right.
I'm tired of that coin. And by the way, a lot of people are really upset about the money, and there's a lot of scares out that what's happening with our money and that our dollar's not going to be any good and yada, yada, yada. The dollar is being decreased, and so it's not buying as much as it used to. But I do not see a new currency coming in, and that's how they're going to have to fix this, is they're just going to have to give us a new currency and reevaluate everything. And I don't see that happening till around 2030. Ooh. So that's quite a ways down the road. So all the naysayers and the negatives and the fear factors, I think this year we're going to realize that a lot of it is just fear, and that we're being played for off of our fears. As of the two-party system, what I'm seeing is down the road, and it's not that far down the road. I don't see it in 2015. I see it closer to 17, 18. But what I'm seeing is that the Congress and those people are going to be put on the same plan because the American public isn't going to take it for health care, for medical care, for all of that.
Good.
That they're going to have to go with the same kind of retirement that we have, the same everything. Well, that's going to change a lot of the politics. And when I'm looking far enough down the road, I'm seeing us having six parties.
Not good.
Six, because people are going to be so upset. I see so many changes coming, and a lot of it's because of these slide things that they've put in behind our backs that are just, as they come out, are going to get people so upset that we're going to see people taking action again. You know, in the 1960s, I was around as a kid, and I remember so many people revolting or expressing themselves and peaceful demonstrations and a demand for change that was positive of that nature. And I see that same type of period and those same type of activities repeating themselves going forward in this next 8 years. And it really is going to take us that long, because we're going to be saying, look what's happened. While we were sleeping and getting on with our lives and not paying attention to government and not being really active in government, look what's happened. We have become where we have a dishonest government, a government that we believe in conspiracies, because it's just an indication that we don't trust our government. We don't trust what they tell us. We don't trust what they do. And so it's this whole cleaning up period. And it's an eight-year period of literally cleaning up. It's not going to happen overnight, and part of it is going to get worse before it gets better, and other parts we're going to start seeing the cleanup.
And so I look at it as a natural thing that we're going to go through, just like in the 1960s with all of the hippies and the demonstrations and the desires for freedom. We're going into that kind of a repetition period again.
Well, you know, that's good news because what happened to the 60s? I was, with some real activist type women who are now PhDs and very wealthy and high up and, Stanford University and, they've really achieved. And I said, what happened? Did you guys all get Mercedes and forget about the movement?
Pretty much.
And I love Yeah, it. We need that again, no matter what generation. And hopefully the millennials will be, continue their activism.
Well, what's really interesting, and I love how you brought that up about the women, is that this is the year that people have to take a stand. Are you going to seek the spirituality and that side of life, or are you going to seek the material and that side of life? And by the end of the year, you're going to have taken a stand. And the good news is when you seek inner growth and inner peace, and you're going to watch yourself flip-flop in ideas and what your understanding is this year, it's like you hear new information, you go, oh, well, then I need to maybe adjust this way. And then new information comes out, and you go, oh, well, maybe I need to adjust this way. So you're going to find a lot of adjustments this year, and it really starts in February, where you're going to see people changing their mind and new information coming out. But this is the year where you have to get off the fence. Are you going to go the spiritual route? And if you choose that route, the material takes care of itself. If you choose a material route, yes, you can succeed, but it will also bring you and pull you into tons of drama this year. And you can get caught up in the drama very easily. So it's an interesting year. It's like the universe is saying, what's really more important? Is life and the sheer elegance of life the most important? Or is taking care of you and your material needs the most important? And by the end of this year, everybody should have that clear.
So if people are feeling like a lot of that turmoil from 2014, still a little residual, 2015, if they can just focus on staying in a higher vibration, it won't be as dramatic.
Right, they won't get pulled into those dramas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's good to know, because sometimes when you're focusing on that spiritual path, Sharon, and all the, food prices are three times as much and, all of these things and small businesses are getting hurt and people are losing jobs. And they're like, I just need to make some money here. And I really I don't want to focus on that, but they have to. So do you see anything, any ease in the economy for people in this next year? Is it still going to be like last year?
Well, there is a little bit of ease, and I think the gas prices are the beginning of the indication of that. And I don't think it has to do with government. I think it has to do with people getting more savvy and helping each other and realizing, hey, that we're all here together and we need to help one another and not take from each other. I mean, there's so many times when I think, oh my gosh, we're just money-making machines and everybody wants what everybody else has. Give me yours. And I see that sometimes, and I think that's not it, guys. We're here to help each other, and as we reach out our hands and help the next one, that one can reach out their hand then and help the next one. And I'm seeing more and more of that. You're seeing a great deal of it already taking place with people that have newborn babies because everybody's sharing what they have. It's like you don't have to go out and buy new. We have this. You can borrow it until I get pregnant with the next one. Or here, let me lend you this until I have my next one. Or, we're all in here together and we're supporting each other. And you're going to see that more and more as the people say, we cannot depend on the government because the government takes from us and gives away everything we have from the people that are working. So instead, let's make mini communities and let's all help one another within this community. And you'll see that even in big cities where there's many communities within the city and you build up the friendships and everybody starts looking out for everybody else. It really becomes very inventive, very egalitarian. It's very progressive in the true sense of the word progressive. And here we're all here to help each other. And I see many people wanting to start to grow their own groceries, as Marjorie Wildcraft would say. And it's a time when people band together to help one another. And it's like if you're going after the money and the material, you're not going to be included in one of these groups that's all helping each other. And that's why the drama is. It's like you're out there by yourself and hanging out on a limb, instead of being part of a group that's all going to help each other, and the group will get ahead. And so we're going more into groups getting ahead than individuals getting ahead.
Well, I love that concept because I always, you know, for trying to do business that way with, you know, collaborating and working with a team approach. But I have noticed that also with communities seem to be joining together. We have a quick break, Sharon. When we come back, I have a million questions about 2015. Stay tuned because we have a lot of predictions coming up and you will not want to miss it. We'll be right back.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us for our 2015 prediction show with Sharon Wyeth. Sharon, so you talked about right before break about people growing their own groceries, and I have to share something. Just over Christmas, my sister said, oh, I'm looking at one of those indoor towers. And now she's 10 years younger than me. She's just getting married, hasn't even had kids yet. She's total the party, jet setting, corporate world lifestyle. You would never in your wildest dreams imagine she would want to grow lettuce in her house, right? And I started talking to her. I said, I've been looking at the same thing. And then we started talking about all the people we know, if we could join our resources to purchase it together to get discounts. And so I just thought that was so funny that you brought that up, because I in a million years would have never thought that I would be interested in that. But it's hard to find organic food that's truly organic. It's very expensive. Do you see anything else coming with that movement, with the non-GMO organic? Will it?
It will eventually start passing in different states. It's going to be very hard to enforce. There's going to be a lot of, oh, we're so close and we miss. And yet the movement's going to grow. Because what we're going to find is that the government and what they tell us is not really what the people want. And so the people are going to say more and more, we're going to work locally, we're going to work with our local politicians, and forget the other big government, because it doesn't work. And if we can change it locally, then we'll help those people change it, you know, nationally. But you're just going to find a lot of people growing groceries and then sharing. Like, you may be growing radishes and carrots and something else, and your sister may choose lettuce and something else, and then you all swap and share.
Well, there was predictions years ago that people would start growing their own food, and I didn't really believe it, but now I see it, because we can't, you go to a farmer's market and they could lie and say it's organic and it's not, so unfortunately, so it's like not available like we would hope it would be, and more people are learning about pesticides and what it can actually do to your body, and so do you see that anything happening internationally with the whole non-GMO movement? Because it feels like the U.S. is the last to change, but a lot of these little countries seem to be making some progress.
Well, a lot of Europe has already said no GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting to see some of that over in the Asian countries. I don't think we're the last. I kind of think like we're close to the second to the last, because our companies here are so focused on the dollar, and they're hurting. They're hurting all the crops around the world. But if you looked at what China does to their crops and what they're putting in their food, you know, then we think, well, GMOs aren't so bad over here, you know, if you're going to do a comparison. So I really think China is one that also needs to change, but I feel like they'll be the last ones. It's almost a way for them to reduce their population.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, that's what a lot of people are now, whistleblowers are coming out about vaccines and, you know, the GMOs and all these different means of population reduction. Do you see any more whistleblowers coming out in 2015?
Oh, a ton. And more and more is going to be revealed, and it's going to come through the internet. It's going to come through technology.
That's great news. I think a lot of us who listen to independent media with blogs and radio shows like this one, we are truth seekers, and we want the truth to come out. Any big bombshells you might see?
A really big one, and I think it's been scuttlebutt for quite a few years, but in 2015, I really see by the end of the year, they are not going to be able to deny that there's life on other planets and there's UFOs.
I'm glad to hear that, Sharon.
You know, it may come from the Vatican. It may come from a different foreign government. I don't see it coming from us. We're not going to be the first ones. In fact, we're going to keep denying it as long as we can. But it's going to come out. And it's going to come out with credible sources behind it that there really are UFOs. And there really is life on other planets. And when that comes out, it's so going to shift so many people's thinking. You know, you can't help but expand your thinking when you think we're not the only ones.
Right, right. Well, what about, there's some theories out there, Sharon, that the government, the military-industrial complex has, like, negative artificial intelligence, UFOs, to try to scare everybody, to get people afraid. Do you see anything like that? Is that just a theory, or do you see any possibility of that?
We have an incredible amount of technology that we've already garnered from other entities or aliens or whatever you want to call them. We already have a great deal of technology, and our technology is going to be exploding. And the government already has technology that looks like flying saucers. They already have a lot of technology that they haven't told the people about. And yes, I think they're going to bring those out, possibly as a scare tactic, because again, they work off of fear. And I just see that this is the year where more and more people say, I'm not going to be controlled by fear. I don't believe it anyway. You know, give me something positive. Let me just live my life. Let me work with my community. And I just think that people are going to become more and more uncontrolled, if that makes sense, where they just say, oh, that's just a fear tactic, and they let it go. And I think in the past it's really worked, and so the government keeps doing it, and they're going to keep doing what I call false flags to get your attention to one place so that you're not seeing what they're doing in a different place. And I just see that more and more that's going to come out. More and more people are going to be marching or doing demonstrations or saying this is unacceptable. You know, the only ones I see that are really going to love the government still are the ones that are receiving so much on welfare and other helping aids, because it's in their best interest to love our government. But I think everybody that's working, and the moral class is going to come back in. You know, our morals were slipping for a while, and when the morals of a country slip, it's when they lose their country. And that's what was happening. And I think our moral values are going to come in, but they're going to come in with humanitarian is there. You know, they're going to look at people as people, regardless if that person believes the same as them or not the same. I do believe on a negative kind of scary side that you're going to see ISIS getting more and more powerful. I'm very concerned about this Pope that's currently in Europe, because I'm not seeing an exact timing on it, but I see that when he goes, it's like he's holding the moral cusp of, and he's holding the energy that's keeping Europe as Europe. And I'm really concerned that more and more of the ISIS group is being spread out and plans on taking over Europe as a whole. I give them about 8 years to complete that, if that long. They're not giving me an exact date yet. And I see that coming, and I think that's going to be a universal threat. But I think at the same time, that's happening, and eventually it will come in this direction. But we will be ready for it, because our morals are going to get higher, and our ethics is going to get higher. And we're really going to help the entire world come back into truth and honesty and home values. And we're going to end up leading the world in that respect. The United States is where we used to be the policeman for the world. We're now going to be, this is the way to internal freedom. This is how you find peace. This is how you find what's valuable in life.
Wow. Okay. So you said so much. Really quick, the Pope. Some people think, oh, finally, he's cleaning house. I think he's kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing, to tell you the truth. I think he's giving us a few little, oh, I'm going to fire this child molester and head of the Vatican Bank, and I'll clean this up. But the real problem is not being cleaned up. What do you see with the Pope?
You know, that's interesting that you would call him a wolf in sheep's clothing, because I've often thought of that myself, you know, from what I've been seeing. And yet that's not what my team, the Light Keepers, are telling me. The Light Keepers are saying that he really is a good guy and trying to do well. He just doesn't have all the skills to deal with how many enemies he really has.
Well, that's good to know. We need as many good guys, you know, as possible in places of power. And now ISIS, a lot of people have said that was creation and funded by the, whatever you want to call it, the shadow government, the billionaire club, the whatever, the powerful people, the one percenters, to try to keep us in war and polarity, but that some of the money is drying up. Do you see anything on that?
I don't see the money drying up. I see a lot of what you just said. I just don't see the money drying up. I see them expanding. I see them getting more powerful. I see them telling all of their people where to go be sleepers in which countries, and it's all around the world. And I think, for an example, they're using a lot that are in the Muslim faith, and the Muslim faith itself is not bad. It's when you get these offshoots from it. And I think the Muslims in the United States think that they are safe. And I just feel that eventually they will realize that they're not even safe here, because even if they're sleepers now, or even if they're being taught differently now and feeling that they're safe and doing the right thing, they're going to find that the head of ISIS thinks they've been contaminated with all this freedom. And so this is probably a real radical statement, but I think that we'll all become one, or on one side, or very respectful of each other's religions here in the United States, when everybody realizes that nobody's safe, that ISIS really wants to do a religious cleanse of the entire world. And I think this is a problem that's going to be around for quite some time. And I think our way of fighting it is to get back to our moral structure, which is where the United States is going.
Well, that would be great if religions could join together and not create polarity and, you know, the hierarchy and all of the things that do not seem of God to me. But
I do see religions declining in their memberships.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think more people are saying, I need to find the truth for me, and I need to see where they overlap, and I need to see what is truth in all the religions, and maybe that's closer to the real truth. And I think our perspective of what truth doesn't change, but our perspective of truth constantly changes as our understanding of it changes. And I think you're going to find a lot of people this year that are rethinking things and saying, I like my foundations, but I don't want the rigidity, or I don't see the need for certain rituals or habits or whatnot, because now I understand why they were taught to get us to understand certain things, and I got that understanding, so now I don't need that ritual to get me there.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people gave money blindly to the church, and then they see these enormous structures being built and the pastor in a Mercedes, and they're saying, you know, I want my money to go help that homeless mother of two children. I don't want it to go to all the administrative fees. And I think people are really starting to be more conscientious of what the spirit of, you know, that consciousness of helping others is, and not, you know, having these gold lined, you know, Vatican, and you know what I'm saying? It's like they want charity. They want to help people.
Well, that comes back to that community. You know in your community who needs help, real help, and who doesn't. And it comes back to helping directly people to people. You know, but the whole materialistic thing is in this beginning of change. Like, you've got to pick a side this year. And what's happening is scarcity, or not having excess, or not having more than what you actually need, is really going to become what's in vogue. It's the root of it started in 2014 just because of hardships. But it's then it was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't do this. But it's not going to be that way. It's going to be, you know, this just makes sense that you don't take or use or have more than what you need, and you share with others. And that kind of philosophy is going to become more and more pervasive over the years. We're really going to see the shift in 2015 toward that philosophy of practicality and what we would currently call scarcity, even though it's not scarce, it's by choice. I don't need that, so I don't want it in my home. I don't want to dust it. I don't want to have it here. Somebody else could use it. Let's give it.
Yes, I see that even when the tiny house movement that's happening, a lot of people are downsizing.
Yes, and we're going to continue to see that to eventually, as you look down the road far enough, the houses that are about between 1,100 and 1,200 square feet will become the average size of a house, because that's what people feel like they need, and they can clean in half a day of once a week, and that's not where their life focus is.
Well, one thing I know that's been on the topic of a lot of blogs, and I really want to ask you this one because I think a lot of people are interested. Now, Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, has thrown out loosely global currency reset is needed. A lot of people are hoping that that does happen. Do you see anything like that?
There's going to be a lot of talk, and especially a lot of movement about changing our money in March of this year. It looks like March to me. And there's going to be a lot of talk about doing that, and they may mess with the money and the value of the money again. But I don't see a new currency till around 2030. And at that time, they're going to have to readjust and give us a new currency to get us out of this mess, because there's no other way to do it.
Now, some say that the Federal Reserve, you know, the private bank owned by these, you know, one percenters, the rich of the world, that it's their debt, it's not the American people's debt, and that
well, they've created,
is there a movement out there that is really going to be effective in proving that, or do you see anything with that?
It's more like different communities more and more are going to make their own money. You're seeing it more on the East Coast right now than the rest, but different small communities are going to have like the Maine dollar or the Chicago dollar or the, you know, like the LA dollar type of thing. And I don't see it quite yet in LA because it's really starting on the East Coast and it's going to move across that way. But I see different communities saying, when you come to our community, our dollars have value within us. And we have our own rate of exchange so that we're not losing value within this community. And then when you want to go, you can exchange it for U.S. dollars when you want to go shop outside of here. But you're going to find that the U.S. dollar, it's losing some of its value because it's been devalued. And they're going to try something this March. But I don't see it as a total, we're losing the dollar. You know, there may be another devaluation because something's coming up this March. And I can see them all discussing it and talking about it, and I don't have quite clarity yet on exactly what the final product is, other than it just looks like we're losing a little bit more buying power. But again, I don't see a new currency until later, even though I do see that currency. And again, that comes in like 2030. And remember when I said like in 2024 is like when we really start cleaning up and going forward and the world starts straightening itself out? And so I think at that time we need a new currency so that we're in balance with the rest of the world. And right now, it's like we've got our head screwed on backwards. And so even some of our textbooks, even some of our teachings in the classroom now is saying that America was the aggressor and America caused all these wars and America's horrible. And I don't think that's wise to teach that to your children. And I think the parents are getting more and more upset. It's all fueling. And so I think it's going to take time, but we're going to straighten ourselves out. I do see us going more and more over the years toward an egregarian society. And away from the cities, and the government will try to push people into cities, and we're going to be wanting to get out and having our own land to grow and land around us. I do see us in more community-based, centered, more people sharing, like you pay for a farmer to grow your food, and all of these homes pay that man's salary or that family's salary, so then they all share in the bounty. I do see us doing a lot more things, again, community-minded. It's really interesting because this also in 2015, besides supporting each other in this way, it's really a year where a lot of people are going to find love that have lacked love for a long time. They're going to find their mates.
Ooh.
This is going to be an amazing year for people that are single to find their mates. It's just starting in February, there's just a lot of changes of heart, and you're going to see the changes of heart and that the clarity isn't there quite yet in January. And then in February, it's like we come back home and we get centered and we start seeing the value in people. And Valentine's Day should be a really old-fashioned Valentine's Day. But I really look at it as this is the year, if you've been single a long time and have almost given up hope, this year and next year are your years to meet people. Because the universe wants spiritual people supported.
Oh, we have a lot of listeners that are single and they call in or they write in for the, readings to find out if they're going to find love. So that's good news for all of you guys. Don't lose hope. Get out there and meet people. You never know who you might run into, right, Sharon?
Exactly. And you'll find that you meet them at the strangest places. So it's not like a dating online service. It's not like somebody's going to come knocking at your door. But if you're out and about doing what you love, you'll start running into people that are out and about doing what they love, and you find that you have things in common. And people make comments, and they just kind of strike you as funny or humorous or interesting or, and you strike up conversations. And so it's a back to reality is what I call this year. And so it's really an appreciation of other people, and that's why love is allowed to flourish. It's just 2015 and 2016 are a lot more optimistic on the personal level. If we look at the government, it just looks awful.
Well, we have a quick break, but we have a lot more to cover, so stay with us. We'll be right back with Sharone Wyeth and 2015 predictions.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
For joining us today on New Year's Day 2015 predictions, Sharone. All right, so are there any things that I haven't asked that are really big that you think the audience would like to hear for 2015 and beyond?
What I love about this year is that people are going to start by the middle of the year and the end of the year seeing a lot more clearly. And there's a lot of people who try to sell us pop philosophy or workshops or guru-type programs that really have no value. And we're going to start seeing that, and we're not going to buy into that. This is the year where I want to say we come out of our adolescence and we start growing up. You know, society as a whole has been in an adolescent mind frame, and not anymore. We move from adolescence into young adulthood, and then mature adulthood, and we're just starting to grow up. Our whole society is. And so global politics calms down some by the end of the year. There's going to be those who spout out their fiery speeches and everything. But the war machine's going to actually start to diminish this year and over the next 3 years. There's going to be a lot more grandstanding. But the people are going to realize they're grandstanding. And you know, in the past, they've used emotions to win elections, and the people are going to go back to saying, yeah, but what are their words really saying? What are their actions really telling us? You know, let's go back to that actions speak louder than words. And the American public is really going to start growing up this year. And
good.
It's wonderful. It's a much more optimistic year, this one and the next one. Unfortunately, weather-wise, we're going to have some storms. We're going to have some really cold still. You know, the weather just continues to get worse for a while. You know, every winter worse than the winter before. And we're increasing our number of storms. So if people just realize we're going to have those catastrophes, if you're living in an area that gets storms, even if you're not, because some storms are going to come to strange areas, just be ready for those. You know, have your warm clothing, have a week's worth of food in your house at all times in case the electricity goes out. You know, just be prepared for those, and I think people will be fine. But I love the energy of this year, how we're going to be looking out for one another so much more.
Can you talk a little bit. I know you have a very strong spiritual connection. And, you know, are there benevolent ETs, angels that you see, or, you know, beings outside of our little earthly existence that are really helping us turn things around?
I so believe that we have so much help, so much more than we realize. If you read enough of the ancient literature, they say that the earth is going to go through 7 wars for spirituality. And the first 3, the dark side's going to win. And the last 3, the light wins. And the middle one is really, really close, but the light comes out ahead. And I really believe that we're in the midst of that 4th one, where which side are you going to take, the light or the dark? And I believe that the light will come out ahead. And I do see and feel just a ton of helping spirits. And I think when we find out about UFOs, we're going to find out that there's a lot of entities out there that have really been helping us over the years and watching us and waiting for us to ask for help, but to be ready to receive help. I do see an embodiment to fulfill the prophecies of the second coming, even though I also feel that the second coming comes from within each person individually, but that there will be an embodiment for those people who need that. I feel that there's other forces out there trying to stop that because they know that will cause the great awakening that's occurring on the earth. It'll help propel that. But I see that happening. You know, again, I see it in my lifetime. I see it toward the very end of my lifetime, but I still see it, that it's coming. And it's not all that far away, even though I know I have another like 40 years to go. So there's a lot of help from other sources. The best thing we can do for ourselves and for others is to meditate. 20 minutes a day, and you've helped the world incredibly besides helping yourself. And where it took me literally 16 years of daily meditation before I started hearing from the Light Keepers, and then it was sporadic at first. And in the Eastern religions, they always say it takes 20 years. And my thought was, well, if it takes 20 years, I need to get started. You know, instead of saying, oh my gosh, that's too long, I'll never make it. It doesn't take 20 years anymore. It takes 1 or 2.
And that's, oh, yeah, because we're a different consciousness now. So we can.
Yes. And so, you know, a gift to yourself is 20 minutes a day of meditation. And it will change the world. It'll change your individual world. It'll change this world that we're living in. And then we've got so much good stuff coming. Technology is just going to continue to amaze us and going by leaps and bounds. The healing things of medicine. You know, there's so many healing cures out there right now that government doesn't want us to know about because they don't want the population to keep sticking around. But there's cures galore coming forward and de-aging. Things that are going to be found out so that people don't have to look older if they don't want to. There's all kinds of marvelous, incredible things coming. And even down the road far enough, they're going to learn how to regrow limbs just like they do with lizards in their tails. But that's a bit down the road yet. But just the miraculous things this year will amaze people.
What about, do you see free energy coming out? We know the technology's there. It's been stopped. Do you see that anytime soon?
I don't see it as free. I can see it as greatly reduced. It's like the powers that be have to figure out how they can still have money.
You know? So they'll still be in power for quite a few years to come, so we just have to be aware of that. Some people think they're going to lose power very soon.
It doesn't happen overnight. Nothing in this world happens overnight. But you're going to see people like automated cars without drivers. We're going more and more in that tendency. We're going more and more to automated systems, and we're going to go more and more toward mass transportation down the road because there's just too many cars and people are going to realize that. And I don't see it in this next few years, but by about 2024, you're going to see a lot of cities that say no private-owned cars allowed into the city. You know, you park outside the city and you use mass transit in the city. And I think the Northwest will be the leaders in that area. you will see more and more states saying that mixed marriages or both homosexual and heterosexual marriages are allowed. If it, a marriage will be defined by two people who declare their love and commitment to each other, not by sex or gender.
That's good.
You will see more and more states passing the right to die law.
Mm-hmm.
You will see more and more humanitarian things coming up, because I look at those as a humanitarian moves. And you're going to see more and more of humanitarian things being allowed by different states.
So the states are, sound like they're going to be the ones to really focus on. What about natural health care? A lot of that's been, the FDA has been going after a lot of colloidal silver and different, you know, essential oils, organic raw milk. You know, they're going after everything.
They are, but they may have short-term successes, but they're not going to have long-term successes because, again, I see people rising up and saying, no, we're not going to tolerate this.
So the more people that are educated about these things that we can talk to, then the public can reach that critical mass where they can't stop it. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. And you're going to see more and more people going in that direction. You know, I'm concerned about how the government is setting up things behind our backs and some of the laws that have been passed. And I just want to say people need to keep themselves informed, because that's how you can make plans and educating your neighbors on what's going to happen. I do see that we'll have more roving, what I call roving electrical outages. There's such a demand on our electrical powers, and we haven't been putting money into the upkeep of those systems, and so unable to meet everybody's demands, some cities are going to go to roving power outages. So like between here and here, like these 3 minutes or these 5 minutes, you know that you're not going to have power in your house, and then it'll rove to the next, you know, little subdivision, and then it'll roll to the next one so that they can save power. I think different areas in our country are going to have those experiences, and that will start more and more this year. You know, things that we've taken for granted, like electricity and power, will not always be consistent.
Well, you know, you've given us so much, and unfortunately we're out of time, because I could come up with 100 more questions for you. I just love you, Sharon, and the work that you do. I want to thank you for being with us today and giving us a little glimpse of 2015.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and I hope people heard that it's really a more of an optimistic year, this one and next year, and not to buy into the fear factors that the governments are going to give us.
Well, thank you so much. Her website is lightkeepers.name. Sharon Wyeth, thank you so much, and thank you to the listeners. Happy 2015. We're going to make this our best year yet, okay? So let's join in that intention. And thank you for joining us. God bless, and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.